Blog Talk Radio.
Such a great song. That's the Silvers for you guys. The last, I think it was the last album we did on Solar, actually. What a wonderful song. There's a place in this world for all of us, you know, and we need to remember that. And this world is kind of crazy right now, right? There's so much crazy stuff going on. That it just feels weird, right? It feels like, you know, we don't know one minute to another, like when, you know, if things are cool or if they're not cool, if things are going to be okay, if they're not going to be okay. And it's just ugly. It's ugly. And it's sad. It's sad, you know, that we can't, people are breaking up. Relationships are breaking up over politics. Are you kidding me? Over politics? Come on, man. I'm blown away, and I'm disgusted, and it's saddening because, you know, if you're with someone and you love them, right, and you love them, why is Why does you care about what in regards to how people feel? You know, this is the thing about politics. A lot of us, we are a product of our environment, right? A lot of us will grow up this way. Our parents are Republicans or our parents are Democrats. We normally become what they are. We normally are a product of our environment. It's just, that's just the way it is. You grow up that way. So if you meet someone who grew up differently, right, who grew up in a different world, like their parents was maybe Republicans and your parents were Democrats, but you guys fall in love with each other, why does that matter? Why does politics matter? We love each other because of who we are, not because of what we do when we go to the vocal, when we go to the voting booth. Like, why is that so important to some people? But some people it is. And to me, when politics becomes that important to you, it's scary. Because it is just something we do. It's not who we are. And so I just, you know, I just pray that, you know, people will learn to, that in this world, there's a place for all of us. Because we should be able to love each other is the bottom line. And respect each other for our differences. It's wonderful that we're different. That's so good because we can learn from someone that's different. Like my friends that are Asian, they eat different foods. And they introduced it to me. And I fell in love with it. Now it's my favorite food. Right? I love Japanese food, Thai food, Chinese food. I mean, it's you know, Vietnamese food, you know, pho, you know, I love it. The soup. And so it's those are my friends. I would not have known about that until, unless my friends who are different than me told me about it or showed it to me, introduced it to me. And that's just a small example. But there's so many other things that, you know, that we could talk about that, you know, when people are different, there's so many things to learn from how they, you know, are. Like, for instance, another one, there are people that they don't allow you to wear your shoes in their house. Nope, shoes stay outside. Shoes are not coming in this house. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And you have to respect people. It's their home. And if they don't want your shoes in their house, you respect them or you just, you know what, you're not my kind of people. I'm not going to be around you. Okay, whatever. But the thing is that, but if you care about that person as your friend, you met them in college or something, and then you go home with them to visit to meet his family, and then you got a problem because they say you have to take your shoes off, then I think you're a little cuckoo upstairs. You can't be so caught up in yourself that you don't care about other people. That's the worst thing. Well, how can we be so about you that no one else matters? Their feelings and their morals and, you know, it's like, anyway, this is not that kind of show, right? I'm supposed to be talking about the sound of Los Angeles Records. So I better get there. We started off there, and that song that you heard, from the Silvers is the one that took me there. There's a place. And but anyway, guys, this is Wardell Punch Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are going to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records together. So let's get going here. I'm going to take you to one of my favorite songs that I did on Shalimar. My friend Tina Scott co-wrote this song. And so let's check it out here on Solar Records Radio. Don't try and change me. What I was just telling you.
Don't try to change me.
Wow, man, oh, man. Well, guys, Lakeside, I mean, they always put it down, don't they? Good gracious. Those guys are just ridiculous. They come with the funk, and you got to pull my string. Man, oh, man, I love seeing those guys on stage, and how much did they bless me being around those guys, my big brothers, you know, and watching them do what they do. And teaching us and showing us the way. But anyway, much love to those guys. And I'm just so grateful for my relationship with them. And just, you know, we look forward to them coming back on. We had them on so many times, you know. So, but we'll have them back on again because there's so many stories to tell. But anyway, so that was Pull My String. And before that, I know you guys probably haven't heard that song and like what is that? I haven't heard that song. That song that I play by the Whispers is called The Dip. Oh my God, that song way back in 67, I think. That is just, come on, that was way in the beginning of their career as they were getting going. And so I'm so grateful for those guys. I mean, the Whispers have been around forever. What a classy, amazing group they are. And so what did I play before that? Shalimar, Don't Try to Change Me. And what a wonderful song. Thanks, Tina. Great work there, my sister. Much love to you. And, guys, so, you know, I'm going to keep this thing going and keep this music going. And I hope that you are enjoying it as much as I am. And you know, I want to play something for you that, where is that song? There's a song. Okay, so this is, we have a new song out, Dynasty is We. Dynasty has a new song out, right? And so I played that a few times, but I want to play the B-side of our new record, okay? Because it's a 45. You got the A-side and the B-side. It's a 45. Can you believe I'm saying that? And so we're talking analog, guys, analog. So if you haven't bought your copy yet and you like it, go to AustinBoogieCrew.com, AustinBoogieCrew.com, and you can either download a digital copy or you can order the analog copy, the 45, and they will deliver it to you. All right? So... anyway, so I want you to hear this song. This is Dynasty, and Kevin Spencer is singing lead on this one. And check it out. It's called Still in Love. This is Dynasty on the B-side off of ABC Records.
We can do without.
Go pick it up. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, this is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, so let's get it going. Oh, man, what a great song that I wrote. I don't mean it that way. I just really like the song. And I'm just very, I was very blessed to be a part of the writing on that song with William Shelby. So rest in peace, my brother, and God bless you. Anyway, guys, so I'm going to slow it down just a tad. I hope you're enjoying this Solar music. If you anybody that you know that just loves Solar and they love the music, invite them over to the show and let them have a good time with us, as we are definitely doing that here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts. Time for a little climax. That is such a beautiful song. And, you know, Otis Stokes, wow, sang his heart out on that song. So we had Climax starting off talking about, I mean, a beautiful version, Say Yes, with featuring Howard Hewitt on that song with them. What a beautiful song, right? And then Otis comes from Lakeside right behind him and Say Yes, I mean, how many times can you say yes? You know, hey, we want to hear you say yes all the time. Come on, don't ever stop. As a matter of fact, I think the Whispers want to chime in and say yes as well. Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. Got another 5 minutes left in the first hour here on Soul Out Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Just having a great time reminiscing and playing some of this great music that these artists, producers, and songwriters have put together for us to enjoy. So this is the kickoff of the Soul Out Weekend. We pray that you guys have a blessed one and God has been good to you and faithful as he always has been, and that you are good and faithful to him. Guys, come on. Let's get going. It's time to get the party started here. For my friends overseas, I know it's late over there, and I know y'all ready to do this. So here we go. Thank you. Okay. That's me, Other Jones, getting ready for Dynasty. New single. Y'all ready for Dynasty? Come on, Dynasty. And look who's here. And look who's here, y'all. It's the Don Fleming's in the house. Second hour. My goodness,
hey,
my brother,
hey,
how are you?
I'm good.
Everything good?
I'm good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's
That's
going on
good.
With you guys?
Oh, man, just having a great time just celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. I just finished playing Dynasty's new single, I Can Tell. And, you know, I got a request for another Dynasty song. And so I don't want to overdo it with Dynasty. Because I also played the B-side of Dynasty's single earlier in the show. So,
right.
But it's just been good. It's been good. How you been?
And I'm good. Just had a little, you know, tying up some loose ends, but I'm good, man. So I'm here to hang out with you for the duration of the show. So right on. It is Friday.
It is Friday, the beginning of the Solar weekend. And so we like kicking it off here, you know, with some good Solar music. And so that's what we're doing. And so it's been a great first hour, man. I've just had a lot of fun just playing this music. And this is Dust.
Man.
I played three different songs with the same title by three different solo artists.
What?
So the same title. Yeah, the same title and three different songs. Do you know who they are? Do you know which song? Okay, I'll tell you what.
Oh.
I'll help you out. I'll give you
the
name of the song, and you see if you could tell me what the name of the artists are.
Okay,
so the name of the song was Say Yes.
Say Yes to Whispers?
Yeah. That's one.
Kerry Lucas?
No.
No. I Say Yes by Climax.
Yes. And one more.
Oh, God. Good grief, man. Say Yes by Lakeside.
Yes, that's it. Good job. Good job, now. Go ahead.
No, see, you thought I didn't see. Well, I appreciate you with that confidence, man. I sure thought, Kerry Lucas did it too, but no, you're right. You're right. Yes. Say Yes by Lakeside, Lakeside to Whispers, and I still Say Yes by Climax.
Right. And she still said it, right? Because they were like the third one, because the Whispers and Lakeside did it first. And so Climax coming, I still Say Yes. And that was featuring Howard Hewitt on that song.
Yes, sir.
So it was.
Yep.
Now this is the thing. I don't know for sure if Perry Lucas did it or not. She may have. I'm going to have to investigate that since you said that.
No, I don't even worry about it.
Okay. Because you don't know for sure. It was just popped out of your mind. It just came to your head. Okay.
I don't know why I thought I was thinking her. What was the album where she's like the album cover where she's like this demon's got that little disco song talking about dancing. I forgot the name of that song. I thought it was on that album, but I could be. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh no, don't be sorry. That was great, man. You did very well. I'm impressed.
Oh, well, I appreciate you keeping me on my toes. You know what, man? Let me, and I want to add this, too. Last night, it was a great show. If I do say so myself, it was a great show last night. And I appreciate you again hanging out with me. And, again, Throwback Thursday nights are just amazing. And I started to put the names of the songs on the page, too, you know. So people can kind of, mm-hmm. you know what I play on the show and everything. But, man, the block that you did, man. Man, you tried to show me up on my own show.
I love it, man. I love when we can do that old school throwback together. It's a wonderful time. To listen to the stuff that you play. And then I play.
Most
you know,
definitely.
That's it's just
it.
Like we are products of our environment, right? This
mm-hmm.
is, you know, that's what we grew up listening to, right? So we, but the blessing is that we get to play it on the radio. Again, we get to enjoy it with other people, with each other. You know, I have a
yeah.
good time to listen to what you play if nobody else is in the room. I'm enjoying myself. Oh, yes, I remember that song. And that's the power of music. You don't need anybody.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't need anyone else around for your emotions to be affected by the music. The music, whoa, it does it. It's got its own thing. Man, I got my
yes,
own
sir.
Relationship with the music. Yeah, I got my own relationship with the music, man. It's like, whoa. Because I can
Me
sit
too,
in a room
Me
by
too.
Myself. I can sit in a room by myself and just play music. Just jam. Just have a good time. Just jam,
oh, yeah.
man. Man.
I love
and I
the
did
fact,
that so
I love
much as a young man.
That, see, again, I love the fact that we can both, it's one of those things that we can both have those moments where we can kind of just pinpoint a certain time in our life. And it's just fun memories. It's just great memories to have. You know, it's not about, you know, it's not about trying to have this nostalgia. A lot of people use the word nostalgia as like this bad thing. But at the same time, we understand we're with technology. We got iPads. We got all of this new stuff. And I'm with the social media just like anybody else. Well, not like it used to be, but I'm hip. But it's like every now and then, it's just one of those things that we can just kind of just understand that, you know, those moments to make you, and again, maybe Phoenix should probably add something to this, but it's one of those things to where when we have those moments to ourselves, it's that moment of clearance and clearing our mind, our mental sanity, you know, how we cope with it. You know, it's just a good feeling. And that music just, you know, to me, it just kind of colludes with that, you know. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I
yes.
am so grateful.
Yes, yes.
So
yes. Hey, are you in the system?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I wanna play some more music for us because, you know, what we're talking about, it just makes me so excited. Just you know, because I am truly passionate about this music. And you know what? I'm gonna go ahead on and play the deal, because
okay.
so many people love these guys, and I have them in the background. So come on, Babyface in L.A. and Mr. Green was on our show a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, and so Carlos
mm-hmm.
Green, remember we had him on? So Carlos Green,
yes.
yeah, my brother, much love. So here we go,
Carlos Satin Green.
There you go. This is called Sweet November.
Sweet November.
Sweet November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll be back with Don Fleming on Wardell 5.
To say I'm the chicken and bacon.
Tune right there, man. Oh man. And so there you go, that's your request from Dynasty, that loving feeling. I opened to mind, he was just like, hey, you forgetting all about that loving feeling. I was like, oh, you're right, okay, I'll play it. I forgot, I haven't played it, but anyway, there you go. So thank you so much for the request and stuff. Anyway, Don Fleming's in the house. What's the word?
Yes, dude? Man, I'm enjoying Friday. It is Friday, and of course, it is celebrating time. We're celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, of course, on Solar Records Radio every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. And of course, you were jamming that Friends, I Got Friends. Yeah, I love that. I love the bass line of that song, man. Love the bass line.
Oh wow, that's cool. And before that, we had Sweet November, and by the deal.
Yes.
So you know, I really like that block because I like the different environments that have come from those songs. They were different times. I remember the last song I just played. That was right around the time when Dynasty started feeling really good about themselves and was really ready to start to take off and do something as opposed to producing everybody else. And so we were ready to go. And so right when we were ready to go, all of a sudden Dick Griffey and Leon and everybody else had us so busy doing everything else but what we wanted to do. We are producing everybody else instead of focusing on Dynasty. And so that right there was just like, it was bittersweet, right? And it's more bittersweet now. It's more bittersweet now than it was then, because back then it was just like, oh, well, people really love what we do, so I guess we'll just do it for them too. And so it made you feel good about yourself. And it made you feel like you were growing because you weren't just an artist or a musician. Now you're a producer. And, you know, so it was just like, so we had to go with that. We felt really good about ourselves, and so we went with that. And what a blessing it was. But when you But when year after years have gone by, you know, a lot of those groups that invested in themselves can still be out there and performing, you know, like the Whispers and Lakeside and Chalma. Those guys are, and Midnight Star, and they're out there still doing their thing, and Climax, and, you know,
man,
with Dynasty.
Yes, and that's the beauty of it. That's beautiful.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yeah, but Dynasty hadn't invested so much that we were ready to go back out there. We had just became producers and songwriters and musicians as opposed to an artist. And that's why a few years ago I was like, hey, all these other old school groups out there doing the thing, why can't we do it? And they were like, I don't know why. Why don't you do this? Let's do something. So I did. I called up everybody, and the ones that wanted to do it did it, and the ones that wasn't able, like Leon wasn't physically able to do it, so he said, okay, cool, let's do it. So that's what happened. And you know, but instead of going out there and performing, I said, let's record first. Because what happens is we put
right.
out a record, because that was how Forte was writing and producing. So let's do that first and see how, you know, the public responds to it. If they respond to it, then we can get back out there. And they did. And so now we can get back out there. So, you know, we took a long way around. We took a long way around. So anyway, so that's what we doing. My wife just, happy belated birthday, sweetheart. But anyway, and then the Shalimar friends, you said you love the bass line. And I agree with you. It does have a nice drive. It has that driving kind of bass line.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that.
I like the concept, you know, about, you know, just friends, how important friends are, you know, and it's a beautiful song. And so I really enjoyed that time. And Shalimar, we were at that time too with Dynasty. We just did Shalimar. It was like time to do Dynasty. And we had did that album with that song on there that you like with Prince and stuff. And then the deal with Babyface in L.A. and them, they had something special going on. It was special.
They did.
They were moving. Yeah, they had a whole nother. It wasn't that Leon Silver Solar. It was the Babyface Solar. It was Babyface in L.A. Solar. They had come with their own version of what we were doing as Solar that Dick Griffey was attracted to. That sound, they had that sound, and he liked that sound. But Midnight Star is the one that brought Babyface in L.A. to Solar. And from then on, you know, they developed their own relationship, and it did what it did, and I'm so proud of them. So there you go.
Nice.
That's it. That be it, man. So anyway, what else is on your mind, man?
What was the album when they're on like the killer whales? Is it the dolphins or the killer whales,
right.
Whatever?
Dolphins.
What album was the Shalimar? What dolphins? It was killer whales, wasn't it?
No, dolphins.
Okay.
Second time around.
Are you sure they were dolphins?
Yeah,
I don't think anybody writes killer whales.
They would have been black. They weren't black. They were gray.
Jesus, man. Hold on. I'm about to Wikipedia this.
I love
that album, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
It was big fun.
Well,
they were on...
Yeah,
they were on Killer Whales. They were on Killer Whales. Those little killer whales. I guess so. Yeah, they look like dolphins, but
I don't think. I mean, that was suicidal.
Look at the Big Fun album or Shalimar's Big Fun album. What are they riding? Look at this.
Oh.
He's looking at it. He's taking his time.
The big fun. Hey, can you guys look and see what Don's talking about? Because We're fighting, and he's not going to win.
No, we're not fighting. And they're not on dolphins, though. Those aren't dolphins. Those are killer whales.
They're riding on killer whales? That sounds like suicide. Are they trying to show that? And it says big fun. I don't think anybody had fun riding on killer whales. You can have fun riding on dolphins. Good. That sounds crazy. I know. Anyway, while we're trying to figure that out, we're going to play a little bit of Jeffrey Daniels' new song. Check it out.
It seems like technology is taking over so fast. If the human race don't take first place, I doubt it will last. The cost of living is out of control, but the government just keeps minimum wages so low. Are losing the spot, I know. But we have to choose a candidate between what we got. If we don't stand together, we'll go extinct. And I don't see nothing social about social distance.
Let's go back.
Now come on.
Let's take it back. Act like humans again.
Come on and take it back.
Jeffrey, and he's such a busy guy over there in Africa, living in Africa. He lives in Africa. I'm like, Jeffrey, you're kind of far away.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all good. I see, I'm for real. There's a song you want from Howard Hewitt, isn't it? And
man, I love it.
Okay, so listen, I want to tell you guys,
yes.
Statistics have just popped up on my desktop here. It's the second time around album sold 1.8 million from the album. 1.8 million from that album. So
ooh,
that's pretty good. That's the first album that I worked on. Ha! Yes. I'm so proud of me. I didn't even know that. Thanks, Craig. Hey. So I need to, that's cool. I didn't think about getting statistics on all the stuff that we've done. As a matter of fact, I could chip down some of my royalties that way. I can find my money. Hey, it's so this is a lot of money. But anyway, and so it was porpoises that Don and I were fighting about. That's so far what we think it is. It makes more sense, I guess, to Don because we don't think they're dolphins.
Well, I guess dolphins are porpoises technically.
Yeah, but they're definitely not killer. Who's having fun on killer whales? You crazy.
Orcas, whatever. You know, there was a killer whale. There was a killer whale movie back in the day. Free Willy. But he didn't ride it. Willy jumped over the little boy. I thought he was going to crush him.
You're crazy. Free Willy, man. Hey, we only got 14 minutes left in the show. I don't even know how that happened. Whoa, good gracious.
Having fun, man. Having fun arguing over if it's a killer whale or a porpoise. But technically, they're of the porpoise family. I'm not a marine biologist, so I'm not even gonna go there.
I'm gonna ask Jeffrey. But Jeffrey, what was that you're riding? If you don't know what you're riding, that's really bad. So Jeffrey should be able to give us the answer, or Howard. Jody, it's kind of
Jeffrey will probably. You know, I can do a Jeffrey impression. I love Jeffrey. Jeffrey, like, you know what, Don? It's probably a porpoise. It's probably a porpoise. Oh, okay. All right. Yes, it is. That's what it is.
That's Jeffrey. And but Jody, that girl stays busy, man. You can't catch up with her if you wanted to. Jeez, she's all over the place. I'm so happy for her and proud of her doing her thing. Hitting.
I love it.
Busy lady. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Doing her thing. Okay. Well, anyway, I guess we could say our goodbyes and stuff now because we only got 12.
You want to do it now?
So,
you want to do it now? Let's go into one more song and then come back because I know there's a lot of things we probably want to talk about as far as tomorrow and the weekend and all of that. So go ahead and hook up that Howard Hewitt for me, and we'll come back right after that.
Tomorrow. All right.
I love you. You're doing it.
I'm trying to recall how it feels to be in a normal state of mind. Time you have a game that it plays.
Jam right there from 1988. That is Howard Hewitt. Strange Relationship, man. Oh, that's a jam.
Yeah.
What else? We're about to close it out, brother. We are about to close the show out and want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Solar Wants to Dance. We got any topics for tomorrow as far as, you know, our health or anything like that or any type of awareness?
Yes, Solar will be dealing with the cardiovascular system tomorrow as Solar wants to dance, wants you to get up, get moving, get that cardio going, Don Fleming. Get off the video game,
yes,
Don,
sir.
Don Fleming. And
oh, you got me. You got me. You got
okay.
me. It's like you,
Don,
it's like you see. You see exactly what I'm doing. No, but
Don, okay, you can stand up and play the game. Stand up and jump up and down and move. That's all we can do is move and work on our cardiovascular system. But we also have a situation coming up that I think is going to be a blessing to the station. We're going to be bringing another lady on doing the Saturday show. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. One of a very good and a wonderful friend, and she's just someone I know that she's related to Howard Hewitt. How about that? And so,
nice, 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 nice.
What's that?
No, I'm listening to you, man. Close us out. Close us out. Are you still thinking about those purposes? Those purposes?
Purposes.
Purpose. Tortoise. Purpose.
You are a
killer whales.
Killer whales, okay. How Wardell and Don singing affects our mental health.
Oh, ouch!
That's associate producer with his big mouth. He thinks our singing affects his mental health. Well, I think it helps you guys in a wonderful way. I think it's great for your mental health to hear Don and I sing, especially when we do our duets. So you guys get ready,
because
tomorrow we're going to do a duet.
I know, man.
We gotta help them, man. Yeah, they need some help. They need some help. So that's what we'll do. We'll start our little group, Don. It'll be Don and Wardell. Watch out. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much. And you guys have a blessed, beautiful, wonderful, awesome weekend. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, though. I don't want to push you too far away. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to be, Solar will be dancing, but the time is different. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. Not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, okay? So tune in. and come hang out with Diane and I. All right. Love you guys. God bless. And thanks for everything. Thanks for every peace out. Later, Greg. Thanks for the flyer, my brother. Thanks for all of your help as well. All the other things you do around here. We'll catch you guys later on Soul Light Records Radio. Good night. God bless.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys.